They're calling it Operation Blue Lotus. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas ramps up efforts to stop fentanyl trafficking across the southern border.
Secretary Mayorkas was near the Mexico border in Arizona Tuesday, making public a new effort to dismantle large crime networks.
The operation includes an increase in targeted inspections conducted by CBP officers, Border Patrol, and HSI agents, canine units, and advanced technology.
He says Operation Blue Lotus has only been in effect for a week, but already under that operation, they've seized more than 900 pounds of fentanyl, 700 pounds of methamphetamine, 100 pounds of cocaine, and they made 16 federal arrests. He also called on international partners to help take down crime cartels and bring smugglers to justice. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Sources tell Fox News former President Trump could be indicted in New York as early as Wednesday. However, he may not appear in court until next week. The issue? Payments to Stormy Daniels during his 2016 presidential campaign. A group sues to block Wyoming's ban on medication-induced abortions.
Abortion rights group Wellspring Health Access filed the amended lawsuit attempting to block the ban from taking effect on July 1st. The suit comes days after GOP Governor Mark Gordon signed the ban, making Wyoming the first state to make abortion pills illegal. The state's sole abortion provider in Jackson only uses abortion pills but has canceled appointments amid the bans. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And nearly 3 weeks after a South Carolina jury convicted attorney Alec Murdoch of murdering his wife and son, law enforcement is focusing new scrutiny on the 2015 hit-and-run death of Stephen Smith, a teenage classmate of Murdoch's son, Buster. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A judge hands down a tough sentence to a former Philadelphia area police officer who was convicted of using his position to abuse teenage boys.
Back in the 1990s, James Carey worked as a Centennial School District resource officer with a federally funded program aimed at keeping the nation's youth off drugs. Bucks County prosecutors say he used his role to sexually abuse several teenage boys. The 54-year-old was sentenced up to 55 years behind bars Tuesday on 20 counts of statutory rape and indecent assault. Carey had maintained his innocence, but in October entered no contest pleas. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Cases of the dangerous Candida auris fungus tripled over just 3 years in the U.S., with more than half of states reporting it. CDC researchers say the COVID pandemic is likely part of the reason for the spread. And the fungus is usually not harmful to healthy people, but it can be deadly to fragile hospital and nursing home patients. Washington, D.C.'s famous cherry trees are blooming early this year.
Hundreds of thousands of people are making their way to D.C. to experience the moment these cherry blossom trees reach their peak bloom. It happens when 70% of the trees have flowers. The National Park Service thinks Thursday will be the day we see it, about a week ahead of schedule after a mild winter season. But timing out your travel plans can be tricky because it all depends on the weather. Katherine Jackson is visiting from Maryland and may try to make a second trip later this week.
They're so beautiful. I always like to come down here this time of year. I don't think they're quite at their peak. I was hoping they were. I think they're going to get a little better.
The peak bloom can last anywhere from days to a week. In Washington, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
And a rally in beaten down bank stocks helps lift the market. The Dow climbed 316 points. I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.